Hello everyone, this is Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com, and today we will be celebrating spring with the Flower Fairies, and I am offering a Spring Fairies class and Spring Fairies reading package. You can find those on my website. So today we will be working with the Spring Flower Fairies. We will be bringing in the beautiful energies of the flower kingdom to celebrate spring and connect with the fairy realm and connect with the amazing healing energies of the flowers, the colors of the flowers, their unique energy blueprints, and the messages that they have to offer us. The flower divas are powerful beings that are the souls of the flowers. Flowers are also surrounded by many fairies. Each flower has its own song and vibrational frequency. Each flower offers medicine on many different levels. Throughout history, flowers have always been used in making actual physical medicine, but they also offer spiritual medicines, such as flower essences, working with the vibrational frequency of the flowers. So let's take a second to connect with the flower kingdom and the energies of spring, and just kind of feel the energy of all those new flowers blooming and the beauty that they're sharing, all the people that are looking at those flowers and smiling, the energy that they radiate through their color, through their shape. Just connect with that. I see purple flowers right away, crocuses, yellow daffodils, camellias, and those are a few of the flowers that have started to bloom here in the Pacific Northwest. And since I've moved out here, I've noticed there's an amazing celebration of flowers. About 10 months of the year, we have flowers. We have roses in the summer, sunflowers in the fall, camellias in early spring. Irises come a little later, and you know what? Everybody loves flowers. We have amazing gardens here, and I have really worked my whole life with the flower kingdom, but now more than ever, I am embracing the secret magic of the flower kingdom. So let's take a moment to connect with the flower fairies and the messages that they may have for us, and I will be releasing a 5 days of flower fairies free group class in my Facebook group. If you'd like to join my Facebook group, that is Angel Fairy Healing with Andrea Dumbecki. You can also find it from my Facebook page, Angel Fairy Healing. I do a lot of great things in there, and I'm excited to have you join me. So we'll be doing 5 days of flower fairies, exploring the amazing energy of the flower fairies. So let's just kind of tune into what flower fairies want to connect with us. And remember, this is new. I mean, right away when I connect with the flower fairies, I feel them just almost clapping and, you know, squealing with joy because they really go unnoticed. They really go, you know, they're really ignored, and they have so much to offer. So the second we say, hey, flower fairies, you know, what are you guys doing? What flower fairy guides are with us? They jump to, you know, come and share their beautiful healing messages and wisdom with all of us. So let's connect with the beautiful energy of the flower fairies. The flower fairies are very angelic. You'll feel them in your heart. You'll feel elated emotionally. I can't stop smiling when I'm working with the flowers. And I also feel that they have a lot of color energy healing. The colors of the flowers balance the chakras, uplift the aura and spirit. And the flowers are kind of a secret to, I feel, heaven. And, you know, there's a major connection between flowers and heaven, because whenever we see depictions of heaven or people talk about, you know, near-death experience or, you know, journeys to heaven and visions of heaven, we see brilliant flowers, giant roses, glistening, you know, gardens with trellises. So flowers are on a very heavenly vibration. So let's connect with the flower kingdom a little further, connect with any flower guides that are would like to work with us, and also notice when they've been with you. You know, did you have a rose growing in your yard as a child? Did you have tiger lilies or Queen Anne's lace or honeysuckle? Those are some of the flowers that I've had as a child all around me in my neighborhood, in the places that I used to play. I remember daisies in the fields. So just think of the flowers that have followed you your whole life. lately passion flower has been coming up a lot, and there's a big beautiful passion flower up the street for me. And just call in the miracle, amazing energies of the flower fairies and how they would like to work in your life. Maybe you'd like to work with a flower essence. Maybe you'd like to grow some more flowers. Maybe you'd like to have an orchid inside of your home. Just kind of bring in the miracle, amazing energies of the flower realm now. Initiate friendship with the flower fairies. And really, and let's just deeply awaken, or should I say reawaken, our connection to the flower kingdom. We all know the term flower child. I was always called a flower child because I used to paint flowers on my school bag and stuff as a child, and I always kind of, you know, loved flower crowns and things like that, so I kind of got the nickname flower child. But I think that, you know, a lot of us just have this amazing love of flowers. I think that's kind of a universal thing. So connecting with the energies of the flowers, you can take out your journal and see if the flowers have any messages for you. Maybe there's specific flower essences to work with or plant in your garden, or, you know, we can buy fresh flowers. We can have flowers on our clothing. I personally love shirts with flowers on them, flower prints, and I love to draw those things. So just feel the flowers working with you, the flower fairies balancing your chakras, bringing in color healing, and just open to their beautiful healing energies. Yay! I love working with the flower fairies. It feels like I'm coming home. And remember, you can have pictures of flowers around you. You can get fresh flowers. There are many ways you can connect with the healing energy of the flowers. I personally feel the symmetry of the flowers are healing. The patterns on the flowers, the shapes, the colors, all aspects of the flower seems amazing to me, and I live in awe of it. I think as many of us do. That's why we have gardens and botanical gardens, and, you know, we see flowers at weddings and special events. I think as a society, on some level, we understand the amazing heavenly energies of the flower kingdom. So let's awaken that veil to the flower kingdom on a deeper level. The secrets, we're going to ask that the secrets be revealed to us, that the divas come forth and share their knowledge with us. And I wanted to talk about flower fairies versus divas. I see divas as small but also large, but they're more human-like, and they're kind of the spiritual essence of the flower. And then the flower fairies are kind of very, you know, much like the flower, where they dress like the flower and they care for the flower and fly around it. But I think that it's hard to define the difference between the two, but I know I see different versions of fairies with the flowers. But I do see diva sprites that are very small, but for the most part I see divas that are more like almost human size, and they are like the spirit of the flower. There's a passion flower up the street that I found a few years ago, and I felt like that had a huge diva, and she was human-like, but very fairy and elf-looking, very white and like kind of see-through, transparent, and she was like a very heavenly being that was like the soul of the passion flower. And I remember when we got a lot of snow one year, the passion flower didn't really come back for a while, and I thought it had passed away, and I was talking to that diva, but it did come back a little bit, but it was weaker and had less blooms. But it was really interesting because it was like that flower had this divic soul, and it was so tangible. I would get such clear visions of the soul. So I encourage you also to meditate with the flowers around you and connect with their fairies, with their divas, with their soul, because they have so much to share with you, and they are living beings. I think that, as you know, I think that we've forgotten this amazing connection with the flower kingdom, and we can gain a lot from it. The flower divas and fairies have amazing advice. They bring joy, and most of all, they love to make potions with us and help us work with the healing frequencies of the flower kingdom to heal ourselves. So thank you for listening. This is Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. I will talk to you soon. Bye.